Hi, this is Larry W. Robinson with your Gospel Entertainment News Report, brought to you this week by GospelUpdates.com, the Gospel Updates mobile app, as well as the Gospel Updates e-magazine. This week, I am talking with Tyrone Foster. Now, he has this song titled, Put It In A Song. I was like, what? So I couldn't wait for him to come on the broadcast to tell you all about it. What's up, Tyrone Foster?
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, you know I got to ask you, Put It In A Song? Come on, man. Tell our listening audience all about that.
Well, basically, the story behind it, I was in a place in my life where I was experiencing a lot of things, and I was praying, but I couldn't quite articulate how I was feeling in prayer. And I heard the Lord speak to me, put it in a song. And I got to the keyboard and I started to pluck out a melody, and the words just came to me. And that's really how the song just came about.
That's so cool. I actually like it too. Put It In A Song is the current single from Tyrone Foster, and it's available at all digital download stations. And now I am speaking with Terry Remsen. Her single is titled I Was Created. Welcome, Terry Remsen, to the broadcast, my friend.
Hey, Larry, how are you doing today? I am, like, so excited to be talking to you.
Oh, bless you, bless you. I am great. I'm excited to share your ministry with my listening audience. Do me a favor, tell them all about I Was Created.
Hey, I was created. I always ask people, what were you created to do? Were you created to give God praise? Were you created to do kingdom business? Why did God create you? And a lot of people don't know why they was created. So, you know, God just gave me the song, I Was Created, because actually I'm asking you, what were you created to do?
I love it. I Was Created, the current single from Terry Remsen. It's available wherever great music is sold. This has been your Gospel Entertainment News Report. I'm your host, Larry W. Robinson. For more great news, visit GospelUpdates.com.